In the State of the Union speech last night, the president described what he called an economic security plan, which includes security in retirement. He asked Congress to enact new safeguards for 401ks and pension plans.
Employees who have worked hard and saved all their lives should not have to risk losing everything if their company fails. Through stricter accounting standards and tougher disclosure requirements, corporate America must be made more accountable to employees and shareholders and held to the highest standards of conduct.
We are joined by Jack Vander High, a research fellow at the Employee Benefits Research Institute. Thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Do you think Congress can actually legislate protection for 401ks and pension plans?
Well, it depends how you define protection. If what one is trying to look at is the situation with company stock and perhaps too much concentration on the part of some employees, there are basically two ways of going about it. On one hand, you have employers in a very small number of 401k plans that actually make matching contributions that automatically go into company stock. But on the other hand, you have a situation where a large percentage of that overall money is going into company stock because the employees have made the voluntary decision to direct it into that. So if you want to decrease the concentration, you basically have one of two options: either eliminate or somehow decrease on the part of the employer their flexibility to contribute in the form of company stock, which may result in reduced contributions or perhaps no plan whatsoever, or telling employees that they simply cannot invest in their own company stock. Unfortunately, that has the drawback that in many of these companies, the stock is doing better than the overall financial market, and it becomes very difficult to tell some of these employees that they simply cannot benefit from that increased market performance.
How many companies actually have quite a bit of company stock in their employees have in their retirement, looking at the entire country?
Well, the percentage of companies that have matching contributions automatically going into company stock is very, very small. In a study that we did of over 30,000 plans, we came out with less than one-half of 1%.
Is percentage of company stock in a 401k the hardest issue for employees? Is that the most vulnerable place where they're not protected and not secure?
Well, actually, you have to keep in mind that for many employees, what they have a even more dramatic problem with is that they are so risk-averse that they will not invest in any equities, whether it's company stock or diversified equity. And as we found in our study, we have about 20 or 25% of the individuals, even young individuals, who are not in the equity market. So you have the problem if somebody is in a 401k plan for an extended period of time and getting very low rates of return, that basically they're going to have a very difficult problem having sufficient retirement income at the end.
So compare what you've studied to what's going on with Enron. Are there companies around the country who are in the same position at this point?
Well, when you talk about risk, you have to talk about two different aspects. You have to talk about exposure, and you have to talk about the probability of an adverse event. I think there are some companies out there whose exposure, defined as concentration company stock, may indeed be greater than what Enron's was. However, in most cases, they are in very widely diversified industries, and you find that the probability of them facing the same situation that Enron had with bankruptcy probably is de minimis. And the other thing that you have to keep in mind on inspection of this entire topic is that most of these companies that do have large concentrations in company stock also have what's referred to as a defined benefit plan. A defined benefit plan is a guaranteed retirement income. The fluctuations in the financial markets do not affect it. They're federally insured by the Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation. And in many cases where we're talking about these higher concentrations of company stock, they're actually set up as a supplemental or secondary retirement vehicle, not the primary pension benefit.
Jack Vander High, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Jack Vanderhy is a research fellow at the Employee Benefits Research Institute. He is also an employee benefits professor at Temple University in Philadelphia.